Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Maras, Yishehichyu. Chayav Chavit Feg, Abbas Michal Dispasya. It's based in the Torah of Mar Moshe Shiva of Futin Zetzal. There's a machlokas ben Rabbi Seinu. According to the Tana, that you don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in Mosa Mashiach, that Shaykh Dafka to Yitzis Mitzrayim of every night, every day. Or it's shaykh even to the mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan. So one would think that since the reason that Ein Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim L'Mos HaMashiach is because of the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, Hinei Yamim Baim V'lo Yomar Ot Chai Hashem Asher Halos Yisrael Mitzrayim, etc. Days are coming, you're not going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're going to talk about L'Mos HaMashiach, miracles of the end of days. So it's the same thing. Yetzias Mitzrayim of every day and Yetzias Mitzrayim of the 15th of Nisan are one and the same. So if the Yetzias Mitzrayim of every day is not going to be mentioned, the Mos HaMashiach, then Yetzias Mitzrayim of the 15th of Nisan is not going to be mentioned, the Mos HaMashiach. So why would there be a distinction? So we have to understand that, because there are those who make the distinction that we're only going to be mevatel the daily Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not the Yetzias Mitzrayim of Tesvav Nisan. In the Mice of Pinchas ben Yair, famous Gemara in Chulin, that the river split for him, the Gemara says in Chulin, he's even greater than Moshe and Shishim Ribo, because by Moshe it only happened once, by him it happened three times. The Gemara says, maybe here also only happened once, so... Gemara says that, all right, maybe he's not greater than Moshe and Shishim Ribo, but he's equal to Moshe and Shishim Ribo. Ayin Shem in the Gemara. So there were those who asked in this Gemara that it doesn't make sense, because about Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a Tanai B'Maisa Bereshis. He's greater than Moshe, because Pinchas Ben Yair had the river split without the Tanai. Moshe Rabbeinu Kiviyachol and Shishim Ribo needed the Tanai. So, Pinchas ben Yair is greater. So the Kasha testifies to a lack of distinction between miracles that are done to a tzaddik, Moshe b'Yiras Elokim, and the Koicha v'Hanhaga of tzaddik Gozer v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Ratzon Yirei Aviyase. In other words, that's one sug of Nisan. Tzadik Moshe b'Yira Elokim v'Anhoga Shel Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim v'Ratzon Yirev Yaseh. And another category of miracles that are part and parcel of Torah and Mitzvahs. So we'd like to explain this distinction between these two categories of miracles. The Maral explains the parish of Memariva, that if the water would have come from the rock, Al Yidei Dibur, there would have been a greater Kiddushim Shemayim than when they come through a Hakah, through a, and hitting the rock. Lohem Mantem Biva Hakdisheni. And it's known from the Mepharshim how difficult this is to understand. It's different to Kiddush Hashem. He hits the rock, he talks the rock. So the Maral explains that if the water would have come out Al Yidei Dibur, then the Nais would have brought Emuna, because the Nais would have shown that everything follows Hashem's speech. And this Hamshach is Derech Emuna, because that's the Derech of the Ma'amin, the Dvarim Shunim Shech Achreim. Aval Kshiyatsu Amayim Adei HaKoy, Hayezem Murek Yakolim Shech Achrei Koychoy. In other words, would have been the Dibur of Hashem, then we would have believed that the world follows Hashem's Dibur. But since it's done with Hakah, hitting the rock, that indicates that the world follows Hashem's Koach. It's not Derech Amunah. Amunah is Hashem says and things happen. When Hashem speaks, we follow. When Hashem says something is going to happen, it's going to happen. That's a much greater level than things happening because of koach. That's not derech emunah. Koach is when it's compelled, it's forced. But it's a much greater level of emunah when Hashem speaks. He speaks and it happens, or Moshe speaks and it happens. The emunah is following the speech. It's going to teach the Jews, if the rock followed speech, we should certainly follow speech. That's much greater than following the koach, the power. So this is a source that opens up the idea that we want to flesh out, that the chiddush of Shinui HaTeva, of a miracle, the chiddush doesn't just relate of this changing of nature to that physical property, that physical form, where we see the change of nature. The chiddush of the changing of the laws of nature has parallel chiddushim in all spiritual qualities that relate to this law. Hachidush shel shinui chok hateva yesh lo chiddushim makbilim. This chiddush of the changing of the laws of nature has parallel chiddushim in all spiritual qualities that relate to this law. And because of this, when the natural law of the power of Dibor changes, because in the world of nature, speech cannot impact a rock. When this law changes, and through a miracle, the speech of the Navi achieves the power to impact a physical change in the rock, a physical activity of the rock. So this hasaga, this perception, is a chizuk, empowers the pu'ula of the words of the Navi Bichlal, to the extent that the souls of the Jewish people will be drawn to the dibur of Hashem. This empowers dibur. If now the laws change, the laws of nature are changed, are changed through the words of the Navi, that is going to change in general the power of words in impacting us, such that the pu'ula of the nes on the soul is included in the nes. This is going to make a change in our soul, that we are now going to follow dibur. Shim pu'ulato shel hanes al hanefesh hayta ba rak bekocha shel hatpa'alut min hapele shel shinui hateva. If the vort was that the activity of the miracle on the soul was only because a person was misspoiled, the person's blown away, says, wow, what a wonder. So if it's wow, what a wonder, then the maisa, it's the same thing. You hit the rock, water comes out. You speak to the rock, water comes out. Both of them are spyless. But this is different. What's happening here is that it's making a change in our being, in our psyche, in our soul, in our consciousness, in our awareness. Now speech is going to move us as well. That's the power of the miracle of the change of nature through speech. Now speech will impact us as well. And that's why it was so critical that the miracle be done through speech. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, there's a lack of emunah here. There would have been much greater emunah. People would have afterwards followed God's speech. That would have been much more powerful than the mere... That would have been much more powerful than merely hitting the rock. So yes, there is a spallus from the miracle. Oh wow, he hit a rock and water came out. But that's not going to change man's soul that now he's going to follow Hashem's deep word. That's what we want. We don't want man to follow Hashem's koch. We want man to follow Hashem's deep word. That's what the Torah is about. The Torah is about, this is what I said, do it. Afterwards, punishment comes, but that's not the point. We should follow Hashem's word even without punishment, the threat of punishment. So the miracle is not just happening in that physical property, in that physical mass, where the miracle occurs. It's better to say that this physical property, where we see the change of nature, is the last stop in all of the system of change that were activated by the miracle. In other words, the miracle reached all the way to the Gush HaChomri. It reached all the way to this physical property. However, Bidalko, where did it go on the way? On the way, it passed through various spiritual stations. And one of them was the soul of man. But now man, in our case, is going to follow speech. And then the final result of this miracle was that the rock is going to produce water. Through the speech. But on the way, it's also going to impact man, that he is going to follow speech. Odugma achat tosif beirut. Nikra mefurash b'Torah makat b'chorot, shiba legalot et madregat ha-b'chora shel Knesset Yisrael. Let's add another example to enhance the clarity of what we're trying to say. It's an open pasuk in the Torah on Makas B'choris, that it's coming to be Megale, the Madregas HaBechoira of Knesset Yisrael. B'ni B'choiri Yisrael. V'tema'ein l'shalcho, hinei anochi horeges bincha b'chorecha. V'kachu matbea shetavu chachamim. Es b'choireyam horakta, v'es b'chorecha ga'olta. Hagush HaChomri, shebo anu roim et shinui ha'teva, shel makat b'chorot, הוא הגוף של הבחורים. We have a pasuk that Makas Bukharis is coming to be Megala the Madreg of Bukhari and Knesset Yisrael, B'ni Bukhari Yisrael. But to mine L'shalcho and Yerech, I refuse to say, I'm going to kill your Bukharis. The Jewish people are my Bukhor. Es Bukharei Maraktev, Es Bukhar Chogal, you killed their Bukhors, you kept our Bukhors alive. So the physical property on which we saw the change of nature of Makas Bechoris was in the body of the Bechor. Avodat lenavon nakel, she'imaya guf shel ha'bchorim mekomo yechidi shel ha'nes. It's true that the miracle happened in the body of the Bechoris, but it's very easy to understand that if the body of the Bechoris was the only place of the miracle, and outside of that place, the nes would not be recognizable, then haya min hanimna. It could not be that there would be a kesher with the kedusha of Bechoira of Knesset Yisrael. We're trying to establish kedushas haBechoira. So how do you get kedushas haBechoira from the fact that their Bechoras were killed and ours weren't? So the answer is that, yeah, in the body of the Bechor, theirs were killed and ours stayed alive. That's the final stop. But on the way, part of this miracle was the establishment of the Kedusha of the Bechor. The primary place of this miracle was that it impeded the Rashis of Mitzrayim, as it says in the Navi Rashis, Tehillim, Rashis Oinim Ba'al Eicham. ומכיוון שפגעה מידת הדין בראשית של צד ההתנגדות לישראל, ממילא על ידי זה עצמו נתגלה בדרך זה לעומת זה מדרגת הראשית אשר בקדושת ישראל. It was Pogea and the Rishis Oinim Ba'olecham. They have their Rishis, which is the Tzad HaMisnaged. And Memela, through this, it was revealed, Zeh L'umat Zeh, the contrast, the Madregas HaRishis of Kedushas Yisrael. Their Rishis was knocked down, our Rishis was elevated. As the Zohar Kadosh says, Nago for a foe, Nago for Mitzrayim, for a foe li Yisrael. Whatever happened as a Makkah, as a plague for the Mitzrayim, was a refuah for the Jewish people. And this is only possible because the death of the Bechayrim was not the beginning of the miracle, but Adarabba was an outcome. Shebechol inyan ha-reshit, im kol tochen ha-ruchani shelo ochal ha-nes, ad shemei me'ela, because the miracle was on many levels. And the final level was that their Bechors died and our Bechors stayed alive. But on the way, it also spiritually vanquished, erased the uniqueness of their Bechor and accentuated and established and brought into being the unique Kedusha of our Bechor. And the same applies to the Mei Meriva. If the seller would have been Motzi Mayim Ayidei Dibur, so the miracle would not just have happened to the seller, it would have happened in general, that the human soul would have been following the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the level of Amuna. And this Havana is Shaykh to the Yisoide Hadas, the principle of our religion in the faith that we have in Nisim. These are all Nisim of the second category. Nisim that are Shaykh to Torah and Mitzvahs. The Nisim that are done because of Tzadik Oizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. There, where's the miracle being done? On the physical property. When we're dealing with a miracle that's in the Torah, that the Torah emphasizes. So that made a change on many levels. When it's done, Tzadik Oizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, the change was made just in that physical property. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Mishar Mele Shemen V'yidlok, Yar Mele Chometz V'yidlok. God can make oil burn, he can make vinegar burn. There's no Roshem, there's no lasting impression from that. They needed some Shabbos candles, so the vinegar burned, Gevaldik. When we talk about something written in the Torah, that's something that is mamish on a deep, much deeper spiritual level, that changes things, and what we see physically is only the last step. And that's the answer to the shaila, to the kasha that we saw before, that Pinchas ben Yair is besser from Moshe, b'shishim riva, because Kriyas Yamsuf was b'koichoi shel tenai b'maisa b'reishis. In other words, when it came to Moshe, there was a tenai. Pinchas didn't need a tenai. The answer is no. The tenai of maisa b'reishis, Kriyas Yamsuf, is not shy to the etzem hanes of transforming sea into dry land. But rather, it's shy to the inyan of the nes. We see in the Gemara that they equate the nes of Pinchas ben Yair to the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. Nevertheless, it's clear that the shifcha that stood next to the Nar of Pinchas ben Yair wouldn't have seen more than Yecheskel ben Buzi like the Shifcha Alayam. Because like we're explaining, the transforming of the sea to dry land, Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, was only the final ring in the whole chain of changes that happened at this time in the whole spiritual ecosystem, what they call today, that relates to Yam and Yabasha. As I'll say, that all the waters of the world split, that's because there was a deep change here spiritually. The Heimei Madvarim that we said before, that the Pu'ula of the Ananefesh, also relates to the nais. In other words, the miracle is also impacting the soul. And that's if the miracle has a deeper spiritual meaning. So the ruchnius aspect of Kriyas Yamsuf, it was a tanai. What was the tanai? Tanai was that the sea is going to split meaning, that there's going to be a deep spiritual change that's going to happen. The etzem neis, that wasn't from Maisa Bereshis. That's equal. When it comes to Pinchas Ben Yair and Moshe Rabbeinu. So don't tell me Pinchas Ben Yair is greater. Because he didn't need the Tanai. No, Moshe Rabbeinu's nais didn't need the Tanai either. When it says it was a Tanai for Maisa Bereshis, it's talking about the fact that already at Maisa Bereshis, it was established that a great spiritual change is going to happen in the world, which is going to cause all the waters to split, which is going to make a great impact on the soul. The Shifcha is going to see what Yechezkel and Buzi didn't see. So the Gemara only equates the two when it comes to the physical miracle. Physical miracle is equal, but spiritually you can't compare the two. And that's why, in order to get to the miracle of Pinchas Ben Yair, you have to get all the way to Maseches Chulin, Daf Zayin, I think. Whereas Kriyas Yamsuf is, you know, every day in davening and in the Chumash, and it's a much huger deal. Huger, is that a word? Now it is. And here we get to the Havana of the Chiddush of the Brais Nagada, that by learning Hilchos Korban Pesach, your Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim of Leil Tesvav Benisan. Right? We answer the Ben HaChacham. Ein maftir nachar HaPesach HaFikayim. So that means that by teaching him Dinei Karban Pesach, we're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. How does that help? How does that help? The mitzvah is to be Mesaper Nisan V'Neflos Shenasu Lavaseinu V'Mitzrayim. And in the halachas, there's no zecher l'nisim. How are you mekayim the mitzvah by telling the child the halachas of ein maftir? El shehem ein advarim. Since the nisim and the flows that were done la'avaseinu b'mitzrayim are nisim that are shayach the Torah and mitzvahs, all the spiritual matters that come from these nisim are part of the miracle. So it's amazing, if you're osek in Ochos Karban Pesach, you're really osek in the spiritual content of these miracles. So yeah, you are talking about the miracles. You're talking about the miracles on a different level, not the miracles of the, wow, look at that change of nature. But the much deeper spiritual changes that happen. And that's expressed in that, those are expressed in the halachas. So that's only when it comes to mitzvah Sikri Yitzitz Mitzrayim of the 15th. But the mitzvah Zechiris Yitzitz Mitzrayim of every day, there you have to actually tell the wonders. There you can't just talk about the spiritual change. There you have to talk about the wonders. Because this mitzvah of every day you have to remember you left Egypt. It's not the Saber Nisim Ben Aflos of Saber Nisim Ben Aflos and Asher Lusenu Ben Mitzrayim. No, you have to mention the fact that we left Egypt. So every day, you have to remember that we left Egypt with miracles, not the deeper spiritual meaning. It's only on Tesvav that we have a Korban Pesach. And there we have to talk about the deeper spiritual meaning. That's the mitzvah. That's the difference. One of the differences between the mitzvah and Tesvav and the rest of the year. Tesvav, we get into the deeper spiritual meaning, and that includes the halachas. Whereas the rest of the year, we just talk about the fact that there were miracles and we left. Even mitzvah Zman, there are different mitzvahs. Mitzachias Mitzrayim. Is primarily by day, and there's a machlokas tanaim if it's at night. Mitzvah Saim of Tesvav Nisan is at night dafka. And the difference is, like we said, that Tzipritzias Mitzrayim of Pesach is shaykh to the Nisim and the Flos. When were the Nisim and the Flos? At night? Shenkin Zachiris Tzias Mitzrayim Shel Kol Yom. That's Shaykh to the Ma'ira of the Yitzia. And that happened during the day. In other words, the deeper spiritual changes were already made at night, so therefore you have to speak about the Nisim at night, Tesvav Nisim. But the fact that we left, when did we leave? We left, it was day. Therefore, the primary time to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is by day. When we talk about the deeper spiritual changes that were made in the world, that's at night. And therefore, that's Tesvav Nisan. And now we understand, that's Rabbi Seinu Alek Shainim, that distinguish between these two mitzvahs with regard to fulfilling them Lasit Lava. Now, there's only mitzvah Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim of every day that obligates us to mention the Yetziah. That's going to be uprooted Lasid Lavo, because the we're going to forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to have the Geula. And the Yetzia then is going to be Tufel. It's going to be secondary, ancillary. Mashen Kein Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Tesvav B'Nisan. That encompasses the Nisim and Aflo Shanaslo of Seinu B'Mitzrayim. And even the Torah part, the Divrei Torah that's Shaykh, the spiritual changes, even Hilchos Korban Pesach, there those of Rabbi Seinu who hold that can never be Tufel, because you're going to have the Ma'or of the Yetziah Mitzrayim is going to be Tufel to the Ma'or of Yetziah Mi'agolus. But the spiritual changes that happen on Tesvav Nisan are not going to be paralleled at the Gula Asida. The other spiritual changes, but the spiritual changes of Tesvav Nisan are not going to be Tufel. And therefore, those still have to be mentioned, even Lasid Lava. And therefore, Mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th is part of Tayag Mitzvahs. Even though, according to some, it's not. Mitzvah Zichir Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is not. Because that's not going to be Lasid Lavo. Only the Mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim Tesvav will be. That's incredible. And it's Hashem. We should be zocha to keep saying Niflos. Rabois, Gedolois, Vatsumois. Yiteras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.